in a time of enormous changes. In the last 50 years, we've experienced phenomenal changes in travel, science, medicine, values, morals, changes in our personal lives, children going off to college, getting married, moving away, funerals, births, people who have taken on new responsibilities. We've seen changes within the church, some positive and some not so positive. But these changes impact all of us. We may feel unsettled, anxious, concerned. But I want to suggest five things this morning that we need to do as we respond to life's changes. Number one, we need to get our feet planted on a firm foundation. In the midst of all these changes, our faith in the Lord will always be the same if we have our feet planted on a solid foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Hebrews 13, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." So in these times of swift transition, we need to get ourselves rooted, firmly established, to get a strong foothold on Jesus Christ. But not only on Him, but a firm hold on His Word. His Word will not pass away. Isaiah reminds us in chapter 40, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever." And we need to get a firm foothold on the kingdom of God. Hebrews 12, verse 28, "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable sacrifice with reverence and with awe." Now, there are a lot of things that can be shaken. Governments, financial institutions, political systems, everything is shakable except one, the kingdom of God. When things do change, when we feel unsettled, let's get our feet solidly planted on Jesus Christ and His Word and on His church. Number two, we need to keep our eyes on the goal. We must not let anything or anyone distract us from keeping our eyes on the goal. Temptation often comes in the midst of distraction. I've often suggested that it seems to me that that is one of Satan's most effective tools, distraction. And we must be careful that we do not let or allow possessions, power, positions, popularity, praise to distract us from our goal. The text that Harrison read this morning encouraged us to fix our eyes on Jesus. And we sing that chorus sometimes, to turn our eyes upon Jesus, to look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And Paul in Philippians 3 verse 14, and we've sung about that this morning, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." And Peter reminds us in 1 Peter 2, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in His steps." So we need to keep our eyes on the goal. And that again, pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, that we have been called for this very purpose. And what is that purpose? To walk, to follow in the very steps of Jesus Christ. But number three, in these changing times, we need to keep our minds filled with hope. Keep hope alive through all the changes of life And I truly believe that we will have an exciting journey throughout life. Ephesians 2 and verse 12, remember that you were at that time separate from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Can you imagine that? Without Christ, no hope. But then in Colossians 1, to whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So if Christ is in us and we are in Christ, Paul says that we have the hope of glory. Hope says there is promise beyond failure. Hope beyond brokenness, sin, loss, and the grave. Have that hope. And that hope is something that can sustain us and strengthen us and help us as we make our journey through this life. But number four, we need to keep our hearts open to one another. Colossians 3, begin at verse 12. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Let's keep our hearts open to each other. Let's encourage one another. Let's help one another. Let's lift one another up. Let's do our very best to bring the wounded back into the body of Christ. Because as our theme this year, we are in this together. And that's something that we have to do together, to encourage, to help, to lift, and to bring the wounded back into the body of Christ. But then number five, we must keep our hands at the work of God. Even though we are living in some changing times, going through struggles, disappointments, some of us may be hurting, the gospel still needs to be preached. People still need to be taught. The young still need to be encouraged. Homes still need to be strengthened. The weak still need to be encouraged. And God still needs to be worshiped in these ever-changing, challenging times. 1 Corinthians 15, as most of us know, is that great resurrection chapter. And Paul talks about the resurrection and what that means and how that is at the very basis of our faith. But I've always found it very interesting that Paul concludes that great resurrection chapter with a challenge for us to be involved in the work of God. And so he says, therefore, my beloved brethren, therefore, on the basis of everything that I've told you about the resurrection and what it means and how is at the very heart of our faith. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. Uses some pretty strong words here. Be steadfast. Be immovable. I want you to always abound in the work of the Lord. Why? Because your work in the Lord will not be in vain. Don't ever forget that. Your work for the Lord will not be in vain. So be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And that's what Paul was challenging his Corinthian brethren. He just, again, was sharing with them all those great truths about the resurrection and what that means. Christ has been raised. That's the hope of our resurrection. So now, while you are still living, I want you to really be involved in the work of the Lord. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Knowing that your work in the Lord will not be in vain. How do we respond to life's changes? You'd kind of be interested to kind of get a survey of here how we all respond, you know, to change. I think I've told you, sometimes I repeat things, and I can see you out there shaking your head. Yes, Alan, you do. But when I think about change, I visit the nursing homes, and I will never forget visiting that 97-year-old, and I was just sitting down. I said, "Man, 97 years, you've seen a lot of changes, haven't you?" He said, "Yes, I have." And I opposed every one of them. And I was against every one of them. Well, that certainly is some people's response to change. I'm opposed, you know, to change. But we live in an ever-changing world, but there are some things that will not. And I think, again, building our lives on that solid foundation of Jesus Christ, I think, is the most important reminder that I could give to all of us here this morning. So how do we respond to life's changes? Feet on the solid foundation. Eyes fixed on Jesus. Minds filled with hope. Hearts that are open to others and to one another. And we're going to devote our hands to the work of God. Are you planted on that solid foundation? On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. If you need to begin that foundation this morning by obedience to the gospel through faith, repentance, baptism, please come. If you need to rededicate your life, if you desire the prayers of the congregation to get, again, to get firmly fixed on that foundation of Jesus Christ, we encourage you to come and we will pray with you and we will pray for you. So if we can help you in any way this morning, would you please let us know how as we stand together and sing our song.